and share. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Praise ye the Lord. Now, I know the pastor has said we're going to do the big. I want to give a little short exhortation first, because that will lead us into the breaking of bread. It's going to be very short, and that is how the Lord planned it today. Praise the Lord. What the Lord laid upon my heart to share with all of us is what I call the glory of faith. What I mean by glory of faith is, how far can faith lead us? How far can faith lead us? And I'm just going to just tell you some testimonies from the scriptures and from real life, just more like testimonies of what faith, when we say faith, I'm not talking of supernatural faith, I mean following the Lord Jesus Christ, what I mean. Because we have visitors that are just from new visitors, maybe you have not really known much about Jesus, or you are just invited to church, you wanted to lead your life the way you have been leading your life. Or you say, well, why are these people so interested in praying and talking to Jesus and so on? This may be a good time for you to come, because I'm going to exalt what faith can do for you. Why we are following Jesus and what great things he has done for man and for us, and what he can do for you that look like impossible things. From testimonies of the Lord himself and the testimonies in the Bible, you'll be able to see that, hey, if you follow this Jesus, if you follow this Jesus we are talking about, supernatural things can happen for you also. And it's not just for the men of old, because we always look at them and said, oh, you know, in those days, in the days of old, things happen. Maybe there are too much sin now, it never happened anymore. It's still happening. And that is what I want you to pay attention to. And I'm going to read one or two verses in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. It said, faith, verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? Now, I said, I'm going to give you some testimony. What can faith do for us? I know many of us that are churchgoers, church believers, believers in Christ, we know what great things God can do through faith in him. But what I want to emphasize is the supernatural type of results that we have seen in the Bible. And the Lord wants us to expect high things, great things for through him. But we are going to also consider what are the prerequisites for this kind of great results. But let me give you some few examples from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Look with me at John chapter 10, real quick. John chapter 10, and I want to tell this little story of the supernatural disappearance that the Lord Jesus Christ manifested. Do you know that that is faith? In John chapter 10, verse 39, let's see what happened in that story. There was a discussion, it became a hot discussion between the Lord Jesus Christ and the Jews. And by the time it got to verse 38, and he told them that, though ye believe not me, believe the works that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. The Bible said, therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. Well, that may not look like supernatural to you, but there are several occasions where actually, if you really read between the lines, he disappeared. I'll give another example here in Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 28. What am I trying to point to these stories? I want you to see what great things faith can do. This is from the Lord Jesus Christ himself, supernaturally protecting himself. And we are in the what we call the times that we are in right now is very dangerous times. What more can you ask for that if God will protect you supernaturally? I said dangerous times is what we are in right now. Shooting in the streets and terrible things are still coming to happen. But the faith that we have invited you to come and pursue after Christ can protect you from all those dangerous things. Well, what do you mean by dangerous things? Think of terrorism that is taking place everywhere. There's no place that is safe. Maybe America looks like safe now. 9/11, none of those people knew that anything like that was going to happen. 9/11/2001. Was it not 2001? And some people, my brother here was, he said he traveled to New York around that time. Many people went to their work, never expecting terrible things like that to happen. And suddenly, the plane came crashing down that building. But do you know that some people that were following the Lord Jesus Christ gave testimonies of supernatural deliverance, even on that day? And that is still happening up to today. There are a lot of people that God simply made them not to go to work, and they work in that same building. Supernatural miracle can protect. And God is still doing the same thing, and he's calling you to come and taste of this kind of Jesus. That is what I'm talking about today when I say I'm trying to glorify what faith can do for us. Okay? Luke chapter 4, verse 28. That's another example of how the Lord Jesus Christ used supernatural miracle to deliver himself. In verse 28 to 30, this was the story of when the Lord Jesus Christ went to his own city, Nazareth, and he started preaching to them from verse 23, and he became so hot, the exchange, they hated what he was saying, because he was trying to tell them that Israelites are not following the Lord, that God has been forsaking them, and they may be forsaken. God is turning to other nations. And verse 28 says, and all day in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. They wanted to kill him right there. But I'm talking about this supernatural miracle power that can deliver and protect in the days of terrible times like that. Look at what the Bible says in verse 30. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. How can you pass through the midst of a crowd? Just blinded them. And they were looking for him, and he was walking through their midst. That supernatural power, God can still use it today. And that is what I'm trying to point to you, that there are testimonies of people that can disappear before the bomb blasts. And God can still do the same thing. You are talking of terrible things happening, or even people shooting in the streets. God has said, when you have this faith of God, when you are following this Jesus, he is able to protect and deliver you. Amen? John chapter 8, verse 58. Let's say another example of what Jesus Christ did for himself, using this same supernatural miracle. You remember, he actually simply laid down his life, not that they could kill him. For many occasions before that day of crucifixion, he has appeared and disappeared. He has come to their midst and they couldn't hurt him. They grabbed him, tried to stone him in the temple, and he went away through their midst, blinded their eyes. So you have to know that this power we are talking about is still available to you and to me. When you follow Jesus that we are talking about, John chapter 8, verse 58 is what I wanted to talk about again. Here is the story where the Lord Jesus Christ was in a hot discussion with them again, maybe in Jerusalem around the temple. And he told them, and verse 56 said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. The Jew said, you are not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? And then he told them something they don't want to hear. That was, to them, that was blasphemy. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. More or less telling them that he is God. And you know the Jews, they will kill you for that. And exactly that's what he wanted to do. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them. You mean they were blinded? Yes. That's supernatural. And this same Jesus is available to protect you and to protect me when you follow him. Amen. That's some examples of how supernaturally faith can lead you to great heights. But you have to start from the B2, come with the simple faith that you have and walk with this man of Galilee. Amen. Let me give you another example here in the book of Samson. Many of us have heard this story of Samson, that God used this man supernaturally, that he was able to stand before 1,000 soldiers. And he didn't have a sword. In the book of Judges chapter 15, let's look at that story, just a moment. this same God you are following, that we have called you to come and follow, you've got to take this faith seriously. Amen? Take this faith of Jesus seriously, because he can do great things for you. Book of Judges, chapter 15, verse 12. Here's the story where Samson was already, actually, he was bound, and they were going to deliver him to the Philistines. And when they brought him to the Philistines hailed, and now we got our enemy. And the Bible said the Spirit of God came upon Samson. From verse 2, let me read it for you. And they said unto him, these are the Jews, his people came and said, don't you know the Philistines are our boss? Why are you making them come against us? He said, well, they did this to me, I'm doing that to them. He said, okay, we come to arrest you and to deliver you to them. He said, okay. So they bound him with chains. And he went and they took him as a prisoner to them. But when he got in front of these soldiers, the anointing came upon him. Verse 12. And they said unto him, we are come down to bind you, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourselves. And they speak unto him, no, but we will bind thy hand. We will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hand. But surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burned with fire. That is, supernatural fire of God came upon him, that burned all those things that they used to tie him. And his bands loose from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men therewith. Amen. Well, we are talking of supernatural power of God. So when we talk about the faith that you have been invited to come and partake of, think of great things God can do through you. You think those 1,000 soldiers didn't have swords? Imagine it. One single person against 1,000 soldiers. All they need is just peace him and he will faint. I bet you see, the sword was not hurting him. That was what was going on. The sword was not hurting him because of the anointing. Amen? And this is the promise, Isaiah chapter 54, this is one of the promises you can begin to enjoy in the Lord when you know this Jesus and you follow him the way he wanted. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. I'm trying to motivate you. If you have not been motivated at all before to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been, okay, we just go to church and come back and do whatever we can do. See, God wants you to be motivated to know that, hey, he's calling you to some great heights if you will only follow. See, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17 said, this is a promise of God. Remember last Friday we had this faith workshop. And we said, what are the promises? If you are going to pray for a request, look for a promise of God. And what is the premise for that promise? And we mentioned some of this one. This is an example. God said, hey, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Look, think of Samson. They had weapons against him, swords, spears. And God was using that supernatural faith. It will not prosper against Samson. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. But that is a faith promise that God can begin to make you use. But he said what? There are preconditions for those also. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what am I trying to say? I'm saying the faith that God has called you onto is to bring you to the highest height. And it's possible. Don't think, oh, this is for the days of old. It is still possible. And we know many more. We know about Enoch that actually disappeared without seeing it on this planet Earth. That he lived and then God took him away without seeing physical death. That is still possible because God even promised that at this end time for a band of saints that we shall all disappear to go and meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air, which all of us say is rapture. Well, it is the same faith that has to come to the level where you are one of them. What am I saying? I'm saying the Lord has called you and me unto a great height. Don't take it lightly. Amen? And we also know of the story of supernatural deliverance in the story of Elijah the prophet. Let me read one or two of that. 2 Kings chapter 1 for you. In the 2 Kings chapter 1, this is the story where Elijah was confronted by a band of soldiers. And they came just to arrest him. And the same fate of following this Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the same one. He said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down. And fire came down. We are saying God can still do the same thing to protect his own people. Now, I'm going to go to examples of the same type of thing that is happening in your own day. Amen? In your own day, because we say, oh, yeah, all of those things happen in those days. Oh, they happen in those days. Those are great men in those days. But God is saying, no, God is still great nowadays. Amen? Now, I hear this testimony right here in Phoenix, Arizona, so that you can say, this same God is still alive. Right here in this Arizona, I went to a church during those days many years ago. I normally visit some churches. One Assembly of God church. And a man told me this testimony, which a pastor that it happened to him told him. This is to make you see that no weapon formed against you will prosper when you follow this Jesus. Amen. This pastor, he was driving on the road, maybe one of those highways going from here towards Mexico or something. And somebody flagged him down. A man flagged him down. Well, as a servant of God, you like to give help. So he stopped to give this hitchhiker a lift. And then the man came into the car. They drove a little bit. The man drew a gun and said he's going to rob him and kill him and take the car. Told him to park. So the pastor parked. So he got into the bush. I said, I'm going to kill you. The pastor said, no, you cannot kill me. You cannot kill me. He said, you are lying. And this man shot 3 times. And the bullet hit the pastor and fell down. The bullets hit the pastor and fell down on the floor. The pastor said, I told you, you cannot kill me. His eyes grew wild. Gee, this man was not hurt by the bullet. And he wanted to run. The pastor said, come back here. You are not going anywhere. That is my car, and I'm going to drive it. Amen? And you can imagine what this armed robber will be thinking of. This gun didn't hurt him. And the pastor came back and witnessed to this man. And the man gave his life to Christ. In fact, he took him home and prayed for his family. That was a testimony that was told me. That didn't happen to me. Told me right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Who said this God is not alive? This Jesus is still doing wonderful miracles up to today. Amen? I'll tell you another one. Maybe you guys have not heard about it. I heard this on TBN. Trinity Broadcasting Network. Arthur Blessed. Many of us know Arthur Blessed. This guy that carried the cross all over the world. If you have never heard about him, you perhaps need to turn sometime on TBN. He will come. So Arthur Blessed was the guy that was carrying the cross in the 1980s. And he was going towards South America with his cross. According to the testimony, because I heard it from his own mouth and from the people that were praying for him, he was crying. And then he had to, you know, because he had to carry it, sometimes he had to walk. He said he carried the cross and then he would put it in a little bus, one of those minibus, and drive across when he was tired. He wouldn't want to walk miles. So he said on one of those occasions, it was during the time of these Sandinistas, all these freedom fighters going on, civil war going on in that Guatemala, that area. And he had to park. He left one village, going to another village, and it was getting dark. So he decided to just park his bus on the road. And people told him, you better don't park your bus on the road. People, all these guys, they kill people on this road. He was trusting God. So he parked his bus on the road and was sleeping in the bus. And these armed robbers, they're not armed robbers, they were actually soldiers of these rebels, they call them in those days. They surrounded him in the night. But what was happening, when that was happening, some people were praying because God woke them up and said, pray for blessed, out of blessed. Some people that are his friends. In fact, it was Paul and John that was giving the testimony. They just had a feeling. They woke up and started praying for him. Maybe it was around 12 midnight or 11 p.m. And they were praying for him. They didn't know what was going on. And he was going through this story. To call the church, this is what happened to him. He said he just woke up and they rammed on his bus and told him that, come out, come out, come out. And being a minister, being a preacher, he thought, well, I better give them Bible. Even they go to kill me, let me just, he was handling, he has a box full of Bible. So he was trying to grab some Bibles away. Before you kill me, here is the Bible. And while he was doing that, these people that are almost six of them started running back. Because he was hearing some people fighting. He was hearing some people fighting, and he thought, well, they were fighting one another, they're about to do something. So he was still trying to grab the Bible, and he was saying, get one Bible. He was trying to give one of the Bible to these guys. And he said, they just said, no, leave me alone. And they ran. He didn't know what happened. All he heard was that he didn't even see the angels that came down. But see, the angels came down and were beating these armed robbers. And the armed robbers were being, no, and he was not really sure. He didn't see the angel. He just saw these guys running backward and falling down. He didn't know what was hitting them. So he was taking the, get one Bible. And said, no, I know. And they ran away from him. The village where he just left, they were giving him testimony that they saw a light came down that night from the sky where he was. Well, they know he was sleeping there. They told him, don't go and sleep in the bridge, on the road. And then that was when he came back telling that testimony that he didn't know what happened, but these people over here in America were praying that Lord send angels to deliver out of blessed. And he was giving the testimony when he came back, and it was the same time. I'm saying this God that we are worshiping is calling you to come and follow He who has been from of old, from everlasting. And this is what John was telling you right here in First John chapter 1. To make you to see that God is alive and well. Amen. And he's able to save and to deliver. Amen. And he can go to any length just to deliver you. And the faith he's calling you to come and have can protect you from hoodlums, from armed robbers, from carjackers. But you've got to know there are some prerequisites. You've got to follow him. Amen. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. This is what Apostle John was talking about. He says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. I'm telling you right now, they have heard about supernatural things. They heard about Elijah the prophet. He was so powerful, he disappeared. They heard about these prophets of old. They were doing great things through some spirit they were following. This Jehovah. So they have heard it, but it's a life. It's a lifestyle. They chose a lifestyle, and they were following a spirit. And this spirit is God. He manifested to them. And in the days of these apostles, they have heard about the stories our fathers have told us. Even David was saying, our fathers told us how you brought them out of Egypt. It was like fairy tale to them in those days. Then they said, we have seen him ourselves. That's what he's talking to you. Which we have seen with our eyes. Now they have seen him. So he manifested to them that this same God, this same angel, this same spirit that was doing it for Elijah the prophet. He was doing it for Elisha. He was doing it for all those men. He just manifested, I am here. Why are you thinking he's dead? He's not dead. I'm alive. And that's what Apostle John was saying in this verse 1. So what our hands have handled now, the word of life, for this life was manifested and we have seen it. And bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was, it is that life that gave this power to the men of old and manifested as a human being and walked among us. His name is Jesus. And you've got to walk with him, and then he will give you the same power. And you see terrible, mighty things will be happening through you also. I'll give you one more story that happened. That these are testimonies that I'm hearing from television, TBN. There's a young man that went on a mission trip. You know, these college students go on mission trip. I think he went to Philippines. And they have to go from this village and go. He said he had to go and give some more, maybe some Bibles to another village. And he was going, sometimes you have to sleep on the road. Something like that. Some two or three guys who are armed robbers have been watching him. They say, this American, we can rob him and get some dollars. We may have to kill him though, because if you report the police, they might be able to find us. So they tried to do that. They planned to go and attack him one particular day. And they watched him. They knew he moved. He go this way every time to go and deliver something to the other village where they have this mission. And they went in the night about 9 p.m. about their time or something like that. To surround him and to kill him and to get his money. And he was not really aware of what was going on. He just slept on the road. But right here, he happened to be a son of a pastor right here in America. I heard this on television. on TBN. His brother, I think his daddy was praying or something, and the Lord told him to pray for your son. You need intercession right now. And his daddy said, when that thing was so heavy upon him, he called about some of his prayer warriors in his church and just called them up by phone and said, pray for so and so. Call another brother, pray for so and so, something is going on. And he called about 16 of his church members that are prayer warriors with him, that they should pray. And that was all that happened. And this young man came back. When he came back to America, he was giving this testimony. And he said, after the teen episode happened, this man came by to attack him. They saw that, well, there's nobody that's going to defend him anyway. But when they came near, they saw 16 men, like soldiers, that surrounded this man while he was sleeping. And they moved back. We thought there was no bodyguard for this guy. Where did he get these 16 soldiers? So they moved back. And when they finally told him, they told him when they met him, they said, who are those guards that were surrounding you? We count them, 16 of them. He said, 16. And then they confessed to him. When he came back here, he was telling his parents in the church, he just said, 16. And his daddy called 16 of the brethren that he was, he called out and said, brother, this brother, that brother, do you remember when I called you brother? And there were 16. See, all God can do, the supernatural God is calling you on to. He said, but you see, gee, all of those things can happen. Yes, it's still happening today. This is not something that I read in the Bible. This is what is happening in your generation. Amen? And you know many of our children want to go on mission trip. You can trust God, but you have to also walk with him. Amen? So that is what the Lord wanted me to share with you, to boost your faith and to lift you up. It's a motivational speaking, if you can call it that way. Motivate you to want to exercise faith, to want to walk with this God. Amen? Because he's going forth as being from of old, the Bible says, and from everlasting. And he's calling you among the children of men. Whom can I teach wisdom? Whom can I teach knowledge? But however, and you have to remember, he paid for all these things on the cross. He has already paid for these things. The power we are talking about to protect you, it's already paid for. It's now available to everybody, not just one prophet in 1,000 years. Another prophet, Enoch, in 200,000 years. And Elijah, he's the only one in the whole Israel. No, it's now available to everybody. That is what Jesus Christ has brought. He has made it available, as the Bible said, but let's see. You've got to make up your mind first to live for him. Amen? We have to make up our mind to live for him. That is the challenge I'm going to throw before you today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I say he has paid for these things so that it can be readily available to you and to me. With this simple step of faith we have been talking about. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 as we go into the breaking of bread. He said, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Verse 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Christ has already paid for it. He shed his blood to make the power of God accessible to everybody, to make it available to you and me. But you've got to take it seriously, and you've got to come to him as you are. Come, let him take you and begin to make you go through the process of coming to that kind of height. But you have to start first. If you have not known Jesus and you are here today, you really don't know much about Jesus, but you want to enjoy this kind of supernatural protection. Bombs blasting everywhere, gunshots in the streets, terrorism, you can't even hide anywhere anymore. You say, well, it was always in Israel, in Arab land. No, it's no more in Arab land or in Israel. It's happening everywhere. Europe, go to anywhere. No place is safe, but except in the Lord Jesus Christ, like we said. So that is when you can begin to trust the word of God, trust the Lord Jesus Christ for this kind of faith. He wants you to begin to trust it. Simple faith. But there's a prerequisite. First, accept him and be saved from your sin. So if you are here, you have not been born again, I want you to come forward. We're going to pray for you first. In fact, I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I want you to just make up your mind right now that you want this kind of protection from God. Now, if you and I that are here, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. Because so many of us know these things in those days. But we let the faith almost come back to us on the back burner right now. We're no more thinking of great things God can do. We want to rededicate. And that's why we're going to break this bread. and partake of the wine. And ask Jesus, Lord, I want to rededicate my life to you. We said this weekend is a what? Dedication weekend. I want to rededicate my life. I want to begin to follow this faith. You see, this is the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Let's go into prayer. As we go into the breaking of bread. This is the faith that was once delivered unto the saints.
Amen. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. And we know you are great. All these things we read and testimonies you have heard from others, how you delivered them, how you saved them. From terrible death, from terrible things that is happening in this world, you made us want to say we want to follow the Savior that can do great things for them. Father, we know, Lord God, you are the greater God, you are the great God, there's no other God like you. And you can manifest this type of deliverance, protection for us individually, wherever we are, wherever we go. But we have to dedicate our life to you. Like that man dedicated his life as a blessing. He was working for Jesus. He said, they are my servants. So we are your servants, oh Lord. We may not be carrying the cross from here to here, but we are carrying Jesus everywhere. Mm. So we want you, Lord Jesus Christ, to help our faith. Not to be wishy-washy, so that we are not just doing half in, half out. We want to be fully committed to the God, to the righteousness. The righteousness of me, that we got to present something before the Lord. Commitment in our heart to follow Jesus to follow. But we want to pray for that, and we as we partake of your prayer, of this body of Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ, let our mind be renewed. Let our faith, Lord, be renewed in the name of the Lord. Remember when we did the night before the Lord Jesus was crucified, we did this. And that's what we write, and we did the picture of the Lord. And he said, this is my body, which was broken for you.